You're with Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Tracy Ross. Kate Lochte's with me in Studio A. And on the phone, we have Cindy Earls. She's the lead LBL home place interpreter. Welcome back, Cindy.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing great.
Great.
Cindy.
Good to be here.
We are glad that you're here, and it's so exciting that the Home Place is doing this trades fair Saturday and Sunday, 10 to 4 both days. You know where I'd like you to start, because you're steeped in the history of this. Talk about the 1850 Stewart County, Tennessee census, and then how the folks here developed trades to accommodate steamboat travelers.
Stewart County, 1850, was a very exciting time. There was steamboats going up and down the river. There was a thriving iron industry that was making pig iron that was later melted and processed into everything from boilers for steam engines to nails that you would find in your house. Iron kettles and iron skillets, even iron wood stoves like we have at the home place in our kitchen, all those were being produced here. And that industry alone required a lot of skills, but just the everyday, this was the beginning of the Industrial Revolution, so not everything could be purchased and was made in factories. It was made by your local friends and neighbors, and there was an enormous amount of skills. And those skills are quickly dying out. So everything from household skills like cooking on a wood stove or writing with a pencil and paper in a diary and journal. We have a lady that does tatting. We have a lady that is coming that does hooked rugs, knitting. And then some of the old patterns that were knitted with very fine yarn. Nowadays, it's kind of thicker yarn, quick. You know, you want a pattern that you can make something pretty quick. So it's really interesting. So just for kind of an example of different kinds of trades that they would have had, we use period documents, and of course we look at the 1850 Stewart County census. And so looking at that for 1850, there was 36 different occupations and trades, and they were in towns and small villages along the river, everywhere from wagon makers, tailors, dressmakers, saddlers, boatmen, farmers, and preachers. And then working in the industry, the iron industry, you had nailers and refiners, forgemen, blacksmiths, engineers, and mechanics was also another name for blacksmith. They were making different things than just iron shoes for the horses. So just a really amazing time in 1850, and for the family that lived in the home place in 1850.
You know, Cindy, we should probably describe the home place. It's this lovely, a lovely cabin with outbuildings in a beautiful cove with the farm animals and farm furnishings and living history interpreters like yourself in period costumes. And this weekend, because it's Labor Day, as you do salute the trades, by the way, we should probably say it's south on the trace from 6880 and north on the trace from 79 in the LBL area. But you're going to have people, extra people come to the home place with some wonderful skills, and I assume some of their stuff will be for sale. Am I wrong?
Absolutely. We like to promote the local craftspeople that are trying to keep the trades alive, the staff included, but then there's a whole array. We have a very talented community out there, musicians, and then also period tradespeople. And some of them are handed down trades that they learned through their family. So what we're having this year, we've invited a lot of people to come out and to demonstrate how they do their trade, to hopefully encourage people maybe to pick up this as a hobby, and then they also have some of their products that they've made for sale. the Peyton Bakery in Cadiz, they've come out with, and they are wonderful bakers. They use old recipes. They make things like bread puddings. And so they'll be there again, and you'll be able to purchase some of their delicious breads. I've got my order in already. And then Mark Newberry, his tradition of chair making has been handed down from father to son for generations. And so he'll be there to show you, and you can buy his wonderful chairs and learn how out of a tree you make furniture. To me, it's pretty amazing. We have a lady that makes period clothing with all the fine little details involved. The Hitching Post in Aurora, they're just wonderful people, and they come every year and set up a country store. And that is a whole set of trade and skills that are kind of long past since we've had grocery stores, having this little community store that would carry everything. And they come up, they have wonderful fudge, but last couple of years they've brought their different kinds of soda pop or different kinds of soda. So that's kind of fun. In 1850, that would have been medicine. So if you need some medicine, come to the home place. We have a potter, and this year, new, is pretty fascinating, is a salt maker. Jim Bordwine is from Saltville, Virginia. His family has been making salt for generations, and he's going to come and show us how they make salt, or extract salt would probably be more correct. So that sounds like, I mean, it's just pretty fascinating to me. And when I've talked to people about it, they're just like, yeah, you just never think something basic like that, you know, where would you get it from?
Mm-hmm.
We also have a sketch artist who has gotten together all these old 19th century art supplies that an artist would have used, like Audubon. We have a woodmaker that makes mandolins. On Sunday, we have a lady that's going to tat and show you how to tat. But then also we have an apiarist, and they're beekeepers, and you can come and make candle, a rolled candle, and just see all the wonderful different kinds of bees, things that we get from bees, I'll put it that way.
Sure.
Not only honey. We have a hooked rug maker, a hand spinner, knitting and crocheting. And then we also have a lady that helped us write our home place history and cookbook. She's going to give some writing lessons. So it'll be like going back to school in 1850. So that's especially it's for children, but if you, as an adult, you want to sit in, feel free to do that. Now, the home place staff will be doing some food preparations using some recipes from that cookbook. Jerry will also be there to sign the cookbook, so if you want the author to sign it. And then we're going to do some quilting and some hand sewing and some woodworking, making shingles and hewing a log. So they just cut down the tree. So they'll have it to hew, and they're going to make a replacement log for one in one of our old sheds that have rotted away. So a little bit of maintenance there, but you can see how the logs for all the buildings were made.
Cindy, this whole array of programming at LBL's home place is really perfect for family education. I know you point out that it's really great for homeschoolers, but it's a real experience in environmental ed to see the farming methods and then to partake of some of the good stuff you all cook up. You have jams and jellies for sale during the day. It's just a lovely thing to do for our region, and I hope you have a really big turnout.
Oh, I hope so, too. Everybody come out. It's very shaded, so if you're worried a little bit about the heat, and then plenty of places to go if a storm comes up. We do have an activity for the children that I didn't mention. They can get involved in some of the trades. We have a little workbook, or kind of like a scavenger hunt, and it asks questions that the children have to go to the tradespeople and find the answer for them. And then when they've completed their booklet, they can come back and get a prize.
Excellent. Cindy, thank you for being with us today. Again, this is Trades Fair on the Farm weekend in honor of Labor Day. Activities at the home place are Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 4. And there's no excuse. You should try it out, okay?
Yep, regular admission fee. So there's no extra fee for this weekend.
And that's pretty modest. Cindy Earls is a certified heritage interpreter from the National Association for Interpretation, a Kentucky community scholar, and the lead home place interpreter. Thanks again, Cindy.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're with Murray State's WKMS. We sound good because of listeners like you.